Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Rainey. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dave Frost. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Wilson steals second. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan bunts towards the mound. Rainey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wathan. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Wathan steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Wathan moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wathan scores. Brett moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. Akins moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. White reaches second base with a double. Akins scores. McRae moves to third. It's 4-0, Royals. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Concepcion reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. White scores. It's 6-0, Royals. Bruce Hurst now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stapleton moves to second. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Frost covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. McRae moves to second. It's 7-0, Royals. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Perez goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Royals. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 8-1, Royals. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Martin tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-1, Royals. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to third. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Waithen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waithen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waithen strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Greg Pryor pinch runs for George Brett. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Pryor moves to second. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing third base. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. he's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. White reaches second base with a double. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 10-1, Royals. Tim Ireland pinch runs for Onyx Concepcion. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Ireland goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Ireland now playing third base. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 11-2, Royals. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Aponte now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor strikes out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Akins strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Grant Jackson now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gedman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.